Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. To the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I am your host, Brother James. So glad to be with you today as we go up again to prove that God is a warrior. And we go right there to prove that God is a warrior. Amen. But if I'd like to start the program off, first of all, with the email address. I gave out the wrong email address last time, and so I need to get it straight this time. And the email address is powerwarrior25, powerwarrior25, that's P-O-W-E-R, warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, 25, that's at yahoo.com. Okay, that's powerwarrior25 at yahoo.com. And again, we are so glad to be with you today. We are so glad to be with you today as I am going here. A few technical difficulties. Hoping you can all hear me out there. In Radio Land, on the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, and let's see what we got here. Hold on one second. Seems like I lost everything here, but we will be right back here. Amen. We are here. Okay. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. Brother James, your host. And I want to give that, I know I'm looking around here before we get into the Bible study. I'm looking around and I'm checking the emails and I got nothing there. You can always drop me a line now and tell me how you like the broadcast. And I realize I gave out the wrong email address. So during the broadcast, I will give it out. And I'll give it out again, powerwarrior25 at yahoo.com, P-O-W-E-R, warrior, W-A-R-R, IOR25, yahoo.com. So let's get into the Bible study today. But first, Brother James has a few things to say about some things in the news. Amen. So on June the 8th, 2020, which was just a couple days ago, this broadcast is coming to you live if you're listening to it, June 15th, 2020. We had, apparently, in the United States of America, where else, and these incredible riots, which we can concur as calling it civil unrest. We had this man, this Reverend Al Sharpton, give a worldwide, be part of a worldwide televised eulogy for George Floyd, I believe his name is, the victim in the fatal shooting at the hands of a police officer up here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, in the United Sodomites of America. And I just want to touch on just something here that this gentleman was saying at the eulogy. He is a reverend. He's not he's a total civil rights or civil libertarian or whatever he claims to be. The main thing he claims to be is a man of God walking in the light of Jesus Christ. And what he said at the eulogy for this George Floyd on June 8th reflects the times that we're living in. And I thought I would just touch on it for the true believers, true Christians that are living out there to understand exactly what he did and what he stands for and where we're headed with this. Al Sharpton, in my, as far as Brother James is concerned, in the eulogy that he gave, this Al Sharpton is the clearest personification of Lucifer that I have ever seen in a human being in my lifetime. And I think that I have seen, and we're talking about people who claim to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're not talking about politicians or civil leaders, which he is both, claims to be both of those things, but his main thing is some man of God. He's the clearest, and I have seen men of God. I have watched men of God give a stone-cold sermon of the Word of God that would move anybody at any time, and the Spirit of God is there. The Spirit of God has to be with these type of men. Not I'm talking about the type of men I'm talking about is the ones who start off with a stone-cold, spiritual, Holy Ghost sermon and end it with a demonic plea for money and for filthy lucre that only a true believer that is living right could decipher that. We have believers that have different motives. We have believers who think that money is godliness. But this clear personification of Lucifer, Al Sharpton, as far as I'm concerned, on June the 8th, amen, did more. His speech did more to divide people than I have ever seen outside on my personal vision, what I personally have seen in my Christian life. He did more to divide people than Lucifer did himself to divide the angelic beings in heaven. We did a Bible study on Lucifer in our last Bible study. It's archived if you want to go back to it a couple weeks ago. But I noted that Lucifer's one purpose in heaven is one thing he did in heaven as not what he's doing on earth. What he did on heaven is he divided the angelic beings. Now, we see that he came against God and he sinned against God and he did this against God. Yeah, but that's not the primary thing he did in heaven, Lucifer, is he divided the angelic beings against each other. I said that before last week, that what he did, Lucifer, in heaven, is that the angelic beings only saw him. They didn't see the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. They only saw the light of Jesus Christ through him, Lucifer. That's what the word Lucifer means, the illuminated one. Some of you don't know what Lucifer means. Lucifer means the illuminated one, the light bearer. In Ezekiel chapter 28, we're talking. First of all, whose light did he bear? Created beings cannot bear their own light. And who did he illuminate? What was he illuminated of? He bore the light of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and he illuminated the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Through him, Through Lucifer, the light of God was shown to all the created beings. Okay, this man preached the eulogy as a preacher, as the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, not as a civil rights leader or not as a politician. And he's saying on June the 8th, his speech divided African Americans, those African Americans that know he's a liar, and those who follow him. And I'm sure the majority are following him. He used the term that the USA he used the term of racial justice, that this Floyd guy and police brutality, which are sin, is what it is. He using the term racial justice. How is he like Lucifer in dividing the people? I'm not talking about white Americans and African Americans. I'm talking about just African Americans there, because he sure didn't divide true Christians. United States is the most racially justice country in the world. I'll say it again. The United States is a lot of things, but it is the most racially justice country in the world, a country that has given and made possible the greatest opportunities to all people, primarily African Americans, because they're the ones in America that have a history of oppression. Yet as we speak now, every opportunity that the United States government has given to African Americans, that's what it is, given, and African Americans have taken advantage of these opportunities. Every door that could ever have been open has been open, which is a feat in the United States since those doors were closed. But this Al Sharpton comes in and he has used his Luciferian lies to convince others, everyone that was listening to that eulogy on June the 8th that he did for this George Floyd, that these people, the African Americans, are still in oppression and still as oppressed as they were slaves or something. This manifestation of Lucifer, Al Sharpton, I'm saying that not because he's a man or a politician or a civil rights leader. I'm saying that because he came in the name of Jesus Christ. He was a preacher. Now, if he was Donald Trump or Joe Biden or somebody from the New Black Lives Party, I wouldn't be saying that. But he claims to be a representative of the light of Jesus Christ. This man comes in, and his whole speech was about oppression, and he goes out and say there at this eulogy that millions of people are looking. See, millions of people around the world saw that would not have usually heard anything he says or listened to him anywhere, but now he does the same thing as most of these Luciferian, these devil preachers. When they get an audience, they want to talk about homosexual is wrong and that's wrong and all this type of stuff, but they don't tell you the truth. They just tell you what you want to hear. And they claim to be the light of the world, which is a preacher. He claims to be a preacher. And he deliberately, I got to tell you, brother, sisters, people of America, people of the world, this Al Sharpton deliberately wrote this speech of lies, knowing that he's going to talk to the millions of people that saw. He deliberately wrote this speech to cause utter division. Now, what is this man? Listen, what before we get into the Bible study. He brings up in front of all these millions of people, right, on June the 8th, that his family was owned by Strong Thurmond's family. I guess Strong Thurmond was a politician, high-ranking politician, senator or something. I think he's passed away. I'm pretty sure he's died already. But he was a very strong politician from the South. That his family, the Sharpton family, was owned by Strong Thurmond. Now watch this. We're in a situation in which a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ, supposedly doing what the disciples would do, is to love thy neighbor and to forgive, in an attempt to bring people on one page to fight against evil, whatever. Yet he brings up this fact that his parents and great-grandparents were owned by another family, when Al Sharpton, the personification of Lucifer himself, to me, is living in a mansion today, not a big house, but a mansion. He's African-American. African-Americans work hard. They're hardworking. This man ain't worked nowhere, ain't had no job. And he's talking about his hardworking ancestors in slavery, right? Yet he ain't worked nowhere, and he has more money in the bank than me and you put together, and ain't can't find where he had a job at. Lying devil purposely dividing. So he's got everyone thinking that they're still owned by somebody else. Like, that's what Lucifer did in heaven. He was the preacher of righteousness, but he divided the angelic beings. He couldn't divide the angelic beings unless he was a representative of Jesus Christ, as Al Sharpton is. Okay? He divided the angelic beings against each other, not against God. He had to divide them against each other first, then divide those that were on his side against God. So this guy comes in to claiming a divided nation, and he takes the people that are striving for equality and justice, as he says, and I just said before, no nation has done more for equality and justice of all people, let alone African Americans, than the United States of America. And this preacher divides them. You know? So I'll finish up here and get into the Bible study right here. He had an audience of millions of people. Why do I call him the pontification of Lucifer? Because as Lucifer did in heaven, amen. All right. As Lucifer did in heaven, Al Sharpton did on earth. When Lucifer got the attention of the angelic beings, what he was supposed to say, amen, was, all things come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we have, everything that we are to the angelic beings in heaven, our being, our life, comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. But what he said was that God was withholding something from you, angels. That God has something more, that you can be more than you are, than just little nothing angels and cherubims and seraphims. But God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, whom you have not seen, is holding something back from you that you deserve. Same thing the devil did on earth with Eve. I'm not going to get into that, but that's what happened. He did the same thing to Eve. Al Sharpton, standing in front of all these people as a born again preacher, didn't say anything about the root of the whole matter. The root cause is sin. The children of the devil doing the works of their father, the devil. George Floyd was not a man of God, because men of God that are truly saved do not pass counterfeit bills, which is the reason he was arrested. The police officer didn't walk around saying he's saved, he's sanctified, he's full of the Holy Ghost, or he could not have done what he did, even by an accident. There could not be an accident, no way that he would subdue the suspect that way, because he's not saved. He's not one of the sons of God. The people that are out there looting. What are you out there looting in these stores and walking out and protest with all this merchandise? And then you go to church and worship the Lord Jesus Christ the next day? No. So you have the unholy Trinity. George Floyd, that police officer, and the looters, the children of the devil who do the works of the devil. Okay, does Al Sharpton say that? No. Does Al Sharpton talk about the root problem of it? Is that we are entering, if we are not already in, the 7-year tribulation? Does Al Sharpton tell anybody, as a reverend, repent? Repent. Millions of people are watching him. Repent. Jesus is coming. Did he explain what racial injustice is? It's sin, and sinners will do what sinners do, but the people of God are to have nothing to do with that. Did he say that? And did he say, while he, as the Luciferian he is, amen, he's going to march on Washington, D.C. for racial justice? I just said, the United States is the most racially justice country in the world, which is the truth. But he, as the personification of Lucifer, proves his point that he is the closest thing to Lucifer I've ever seen as dividing people, because he doesn't tell you purposely that the mayor of this Washington, D.C., that he's going to march on for racial justice is a black person, a black woman. He doesn't say nothing about that. I mean, how much racial justice can you get? Because Lucifer in heaven did not tell the angels when he divided up that the fact that they're breathing in angelic air comes from Jesus Christ. Lucifer didn't tell the angels that he divided in heaven. Look around at what God has done and how God has blessed us, how God has given us so much, because his plan was to divide, just as Al Sharpton didn't tell you how great the United States has been and how the wrongs that the United States has committed, they have virtually wiped out the wrongs. Like I said, the mayor of Washington, D.C., he is black, but he didn't say that. He's going to go to the city and march for racial justice. You're a lying devil. There's a lot more things I could say, but listen, there's no reason for him to bring more heat on myself and the radio stations that I'm listened on. So I stick to just what I'm talking about, which is you are listening to the warriors of the Bible. We are in the last days. We are entering, if not in, the 7-year tribulation. Everybody says, well, 2020 has been a tough year. We're only 6 months in 2020. Well, you could probably say we're in the tribulation. We went from COVID into these things, riots. Well, you could probably say God's word is very clear about that. Today's message, as we get into it, is entitled The Great Division, Tribulation Now. The Great Division, Tribulation Now. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. 1 John chapter 7. 1 John chapter 7. We are going to go there. 1 John chapter 3, 7 through 10. If you got your Bibles, you can read along with me. If you don't, just listen to what Brother James has to say. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, and the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. I went on to, verse 9 we're on. Whomsoever is born of God doth not commit sin. The word commit means to give yourself over to sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Amen. Today's message is entitled, as I said before, amen, The Great Division, Tribulation Now. I'll try to get as much of it as I possibly can, because I could talk about this Luciferian imitation, Al Sharpton. Holy cow, that man preached an end-time tribulation message as being a man of God. But again, he's not a man of God, for crying out loud. And when I say a lot of the black preachers are deceived, because most of you are not the sons of God, you're a bunch of liars, and any white preacher or any preacher of any color that is involved in marching against the government, in civil unrest. Even if you're out there, we're marching peacefully. You cannot march peacefully. I'm reading it here with people who do these other things. Now, amen. 1 John chapter 3, 7 through 10, John is talking about people who claim to be Christians. He's not talking about unbelievers. Unbelievers do not claim to be righteous. Believers claim to be righteous, as they do not attempt to hide their sin. Unbelievers do not attempt to hide their sin. These scriptures are talking about those who are hiding their sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ, through John, calling them out, saying, no, you're not. This is what you are. This is the manifestation. This is the division. This is how you know how a man is born of God and how a man is not born of God. Amen. So unbelievers do not attempt to hide their sin, but these so-called wolves in sheep's clothing do attempt to hide their sin. The people of God, when called upon, will speak spiritual truth. What is spiritual truth? It's the word of God, but it's spiritual truth about human matters. They go right to spiritual truth. And if they cannot speak spiritual truth because you're at your job or somewhere nobody wants to hear it, then they don't say anything. For an example, George Floyd, the police officer that accidentally killed him, and the people that are looting, and those people who believe in racial superiority, all have two things in common. Number one, none of them practice righteousness. That's George Floyd. You know, what do you think? He was a man of God, but he was passing counterfeit dollars, bills? Is that what the man of God do? And the police officer, he's sanctified man of God, but this was just an accident. He never does these type of things. He was a man of God. The people that are looting are born-again Christians who are on their way to church to worship God, but they just decided to break into these stores. Amen? That's what you're telling me? None of them practice righteousness. Even these other supremacists and these other groups who are saying, we're going to bring social, we're going to bring peace, you know, through these different methods. None of them practice righteousness. That's what they all have in common. And the other thing they have in common is they do the works of their father, the devil, which primarily is division and hatred. Amen. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled Tribulation Now. Amen. So, unless you tell these people, unless you tell these devils to repent from all sin and practice righteousness, you are not doing the work of God. You can also add the fact that we are entering or are in the tribulation period, which includes nation rising against nation. Now, I want to clarify this here while we got a little time here. Let me check the time here. We're getting low. They asked Jesus, what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Now, the end of the world includes the United States. And he says the end of the age as we knew it, the church age, okay? He says nation shall rise against nation and kingdom shall rise against kingdom. And we always wonder, well, why does he put them both in there? Aren't nations and kingdoms the same thing? No. Kingdoms are China, Japan, United States, Canada. Nations, the Greek word for nations is ethnos, where we get the word ethnic or race. Racial hatred at the level that we are now is part of the end time going into the tribulation scripture. It's supposed to be this way, one way or the other. Now, there can be no peace until Jesus returns to govern the nations. If the nations and racial love and all that stuff can happen now, then why would Jesus come back? What's the use? You're listening to the words of the Bible, and what you're seeing is the end time tribulation prophecies being fulfilled. You got to be right with God. You got to live for Jesus Christ. You got to be sober and walk in the light and not have these false prophets tell you what to do, which is nothing but devilish. The email powerwarrior25@yahoo.com. Drop me an email. Tell me how you like the program. Time has run out for today. Until next time, may God keep you in perfect peace.